Second down nine. Darnold getting messy, going deep, and he's got Jefferson. He's got Jefferson. It's a foot race downfield with Brown shifting gears, getting a block. That's six. 97 yards.
The brilliance of Kevin Harlan on display. How about the brilliance of Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson? The signature play yesterday in defeating one of the best teams in the league, one of the teams, San Francisco, they've been as good as anybody the last few years, except for one team, Kansas City, who they've lost to twice in close Super Bowls. That's a signature win early in the season. Physical, power football, signature plays, overcoming injuries, with some mistakes, with San Francisco and superstar players making superstar plays, and you win that game. What has impressed you most about the purple so far? What has impressed you most about the purple so far? Send me a text, 651-461-9226. There's a lot, because you can tick off a list. But I'm playing the game here, and I would often say, no, you can't. You can't say, well, it's 50-50. To me, it's still the defense. And I get it, because I was offering up the hate towards Daniel Jones and the Giants last week and said, let's wait and see. And I know we still have the Brock Purdy debate out there. You know, it's a great story. Seventh round pick, last guy in the draft. And they're paying him so little, which allows them to pay Williams and Debo and Ayuk and Bosa and Warner, all the money they're paying him. For me, Purdy is a little better than Kirk. That's where I put him. But at that pay, he's an incredible bargain. He's significantly better than Daniel Jones. And how about the talent around him? They lose McCaffrey. That's an enormous loss. The Mason kid, does he run hard? Now, I know the right side of their offensive line is new, but they still have Williams. They have all the skill at wide receiver. So to me, if I got to say what has impressed me most about the Vikings so far, it's that Brian Flores-led defense. Now, they were on the field for a while yesterday. They were on the field just short of 35 minutes. San Francisco ran 67 plays. So that wasn't dominance. But you're acknowledging the skill you are facing. By now, a lot of you probably saw where Purdy's shaking hands with his backup last year, Sam Darnold. We'll get to Darnold. And Flores just briefly comes up to him and gives him a handshake. And Purdy, who looks 12, says, your scheme is crazy. And Flores, we talk about it all the time, it's unrecognizable compared to Ed Donatell. It's just unrecognizable. And there are so many examples of it. But where do we start with individuals defensively? How about Patrick Jones, who most notable conversation about Patrick Jones before the season was the Mike Zimmer, Mark Craig story, where he was mad at Spielman for drafting all backups in the third round. One of those third-round picks, Patrick Jones. Guy's got four sacks in two games. Patrick Jones is in that position first and foremost because he's playing better. Second of all, because Flores is using him so skillfully. And not every time he's out there. But look at the other guys that you have to block at different times. And again, all of them are not out there at the same time, which adds to how they can rotate people in. But Grenard, Van Ginkle, Turner, other members of that defensive line are enough prominent names who've been very good so far. How about Blake Cashman, the Gopher? The 13 combined tackles, and if you're just watching the game yesterday, he was everywhere. How about the secondary? And I mentioned we can go to Van Ginkle, we can go to Grenard, We can go to Turner, although Turner tweaks something. He also came close to making a really good play on the punt coverage. Seemed like that was an easy one to just hand it to the other guy, but it's a lot easier for me to say that on the couch. But look at the secondary now. Look at where that secondary was last year when Flores, who wants to play aggressive, had to play zone so often. They bring Gilmore in. I don't think anybody believes right now he's a shutdown corner at this point in his career. But he knows what he's doing. He's a professional. He draws the respect of Kyle Shanahan and other play callers throughout the league. You had Shaq Griffin. You had Murphy. Then all the weapons they have at the safety position. Metellus, wherever he's playing, he's their hybrid. If Van Ginkle's not their hybrid. The continued excellence of Harrison Smith, Cam Bynum. The defense is unrecognizable from Ed Donatell. Now let's get to the QB. The QB has skill. You're the third pick in the 18 draft from the Jets. And as always, it's a combination of a variety of things. Because he's played on some lousy teams. He's also had some disastrous decisions. There were a couple moments yesterday. There were a couple moments where the Vikings had a chance to, one, to end it, and one, to take a huge advantage. We'll get to the end one in a second. But the first one, they're up 10-0. And Fred Warner, who's maybe the best linebacker in football, reads Darnold's play and just one of those, wait a second, is that the real Sam Darnold throws? The other one was the weird play where the two guys went in motion, which is going to stop the play. I don't think Darnold quite saw it, and he's flipping it backwards to Aaron Jones and then has to fly back there to get it. And you're like, wait a second. What is Darnold doing? But we played the highlight. By the way, great pass protection on that throw for Darnold. O'Connell showing faith in Darnold, showing faith in his offensive line, as he said after kind of sitting on that play for a while. Didn't think ideally he was going to use it on his own 2-yard line. And Jefferson's Jefferson. The other parts, Tubbsy, did you notice that play? Probably enough attention was drawn to it postgame. Jalen Naylor, who again, I think he needs a better name than Speedy. But man, that dude is fast on that play. He's not the star of the highlight, though. It's not Darnold's throw. It's not Jefferson's catch. It's not Naylor catching up. It's the back judge. Did you pay attention to that back judge, how fast he was running?
Once Jefferson caught that ball, it's like you hit the turbo button on your video game controller. And then he backpedaled.
Late. First of all, yeah. He just sprints. Okay, he sprints, and then he's backpedaled. Vikings should sign that guy today. It's the fastest.
I mean, you talk about a guy that I think could probably, hold, DJ Moore and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I think he'd be a great addition to that secondary. Super impressive.
You got to watch the highlight again to see how fast that back judge was. The thing is, your drive, though, is San Francisco pounds it 99 yards. And now, because of Jefferson and the collision with Warner, Jefferson downplaying. By the way, he's still JJ to me until JJ McCarthy plays. And I think since JJ, Justin Jefferson, more established, I think it's on JJ McCarthy to change his nickname. I know JJ, our JJ, is saying go with Jets. No, I'm not there yet. I'm sticking with JJ. I think McCarthy, what, can you remind me? Can you Google again? The JJ, is this a Jeff? Is it a John? Is it a Josiah? What do we got? I think it's on McCarthy to change his JJs.
He is Jonathan James McCarthy.
Yeah. Let's go John McCarthy. When John McCarthy comes back, it's up to him.
Maybe he could be Jets.
Yeah.
He could be Jets.
Well, I'll tell you, it could be Jets, the back judge. When they need to put together that drive, because the defense is playing well, but they just were out there for that long drive, and they're out there on the field for a long time in the second half, and you're starting that drive, Addison's out the whole game. Now Jefferson's out.
Mm-hmm.
Jones starts early, would come back a little bit late, but mainly he's out. Of course, we know Hockenson's out. And you have a 14-play, 6-minute and 46-second, efficient, intelligent, third-down-driven drive with two third-down catches to Brandon Powell. That, to me, was an adult. That, to me, was this is a legit team where the 49ers are saying, you know what, I know you could have put the ball game away if Aaron Jones doesn't fumble when Fred Warner made a great play. If Jones goes in and they kick the extra point, it's 27-7, it's over. Start looking towards Houston. No, fumble and then the 99-yard drive. For Darnold and O'Connell and all the players out there who normally aren't out there to put that drive together, that was the signature drive of the game. Not the 99-yard throw or 98-yard throw.
Right.
But that drive, what did you think of that one?
I absolutely thought the same thing because of the guys that you had mentioned that were out. But you get yourself to a position where it's third and three, third and four. To me, I'm thinking the easiest way to make San Francisco burn those timeouts, run the ball. But you see Darnold out of the shotgun. You see him drop back, and I'm like,
trusting him.
Who is he going to throw to? And then you see the little out to Brandon Powell or to Naylor, and you're like,
yeah, the throw to Naylor was fabulous.
Back shoulder. You're getting just enough to get that first down, and I'm like, okay, you're essentially treating these safe throws like runs. My concern was trying to get it a little too aggressive because really all you needed was the field goal. You go down, you get that field goal, and you're like, you're feeling good with 9 minutes left to go, or 3.5 minutes left to go up by nine, and San Fran's got one timeout.
See, I couldn't disagree more. I loved how aggressive he was. You had to keep San Francisco's offense off the field.
I love that they were aggressive. I was surprised at how they did it with the passing.
But he's O'Connell's showing us right there his trust in Darnold, and also his trust in himself. He's patting himself on the back, saying, "You know what? These plays still work even with Jefferson and Addison off the field." So what else impressed you most about the Vikings and the win 2-0 and now staring at another great team coming to town, although that team didn't look that great against the Bears last night. It's Houston in town last week. What do you want to say? Send me a text. What impressed you most about the Purple? 651-461-9226. It's 55 past 12. That is your Lindus Construction time check. Time to invest in GAF solar roofing and receive 75% off installation labor. We're looking at a lot of text here. What impressed you most about the Vikings, whether yesterday or the season so far? Among the texts, the buy-in from the players on the coaching schemes. It's always kind of a chicken and egg sort of situation like that, but there's a Cam Bynum quote after the game, too, where he's saying the number of players who haven't played certain systems and are buying in what Flores is offering up is rather telling. And I'm going to get into this with Chip. It's a lot of vindication for Kwesi. You know, we know the first draft was terrible, but O'Connell was a great hire. They realized Donatell was a poor hire. They land Flores. All the other moves they made in free agency and draft choices. The general manager, who took a fair amount of heat, deserves the praise he's getting. We'll talk about that more with Chip. The block punt, yep. That was a key part early on. Texter points out playing the Texans next week. Yeah, I mean, it's you knew after the Giants you were going to face some very good teams because then you get the Packers, but you're getting the Packers without Love. Yes, they won yesterday, but they're different with Love, and then they go overseas and they say and they see Aaron Rodgers for about the 5,000th time. And I mean, they won, but they beat the Titans, so I'm not sure where they're at. Texter pointed out at the game how loud it was and a lot of other suggestions. We'll get back to the Vikings with Chip at 2 o'clock.